Sunday, July the 1st, is being celebrated by the Catholic Church in England and Wales as the Day for Life, an occasion to raise awareness about the value of human life at every stage and in every condition. Since this year's event also recalls the 40th anniversary of the passing of the Abortion Act, legalising the termination of pregnancies in England, the organisers have decided to focus on the reasons behind the Church's opposition to abortion, as well as the practical, emotional and spiritual help it provides to women and babies in need.
Alongside clarity about the Church's teaching regarding the right to life and therefore the evil of abortion, we have an obligation to offer as much practical help as we can to women who are faced with this dilemma.
Bishop Bernard Longley is an auxiliary in the Diocese of Westminster in central London and one of the main coordinators of this annual Day for Life. He told me the Church must work hard to make its pro-life teachings better understood within society at large.
For us, that is very important because at the ordinary level of meeting with people in the street, we are only less than 10% Catholics in the United Kingdom, and so very often we're speaking with people and working and living with people who don't fully understand the Catholic Church's teaching. We need to bring greater clarity into the public forum, and so we also want to use the Day for Life in order to help Catholics to understand more fully the Church's teaching and to equip them to enter into conversation with others so as to put forward that teaching more plainly and to overcome the obstacles that so often do come up when speaking about the value of life as God's gift and the right to life and the implications that that has in our modern society.
So what kind of ways, what kind of initiatives are you promoting then to try and, as you say, help Catholics to come to a clearer understanding and to help them help other people understand the Church's focus on life?
Every parish receives particular material each year, and for the last 4 years, the Bishops' Conferences in England and Wales, together with Scotland and Ireland, have tried to prepare material together so as to draw on the strengths and insights of Catholics in each of those different territories, but also so as to make maximum impact in focusing on particular things. This year, sadly for us, marks the 40th anniversary of the Abortion Act, and in that period, more than 6 million lives have already been lost, been terminated, and we're very aware of the impact that this anniversary can make, particularly by focusing on what the Church is doing to help people in vulnerable situations, women especially, pregnant women, faced with pressure to end the life of the unborn child through an abortion. And so we want to highlight the ways in which the Church has offered practical help alongside its very clear teaching. And so in Scotland, we're marking the 10th anniversary of the Cardinal Winning Initiative, which is for a particular help for women faced with pressure to end a pregnancy. In Ireland, the 30th anniversary of CURA, similar organisation, and in England and Wales, the 30th anniversary of the Life Organisation. And alongside the materials to encourage prayer and reflection and discussion, we also take a collection among the Catholic community. And this year it will be partly in support of Life Healthcare Organisation, which offers practical support for women facing pressure to end a pregnancy.
It's very important, isn't it, to focus on this practical, positive action, as you call it. Tell us a bit more about how and where this organisation Life works.
I think that's very important, that alongside clarity about the Church's teaching regarding the right to life and therefore the evil of abortion, it is both and at the same time, we have an obligation both to offer as much practical help as we can to women who are faced with this dilemma. Also, in addition to that, and Life does this through its various agencies, to offer a place in which women who themselves have experienced abortion, who have ended pregnancy can experience reconciliation, can know that in God's merciful love there is a way of finding healing within their own lives and forgiveness. And there is a practical expression of that too through the work of the Life Agency. It is many of its resources are based in London, where the population and the circumstances make them most needed, but they are present in other parts of the United Kingdom. And in those places, they offer counselling, they offer practical support, they offer a vision and a way ahead to women faced with the pressure to end a pregnancy, but also they provide counselling and practical help for mothers and their children. And I think one of the joys of people working in life is getting to know these mothers and the children who are the result of their relationship with life. And so offering practical support to those, particularly single mothers, who are in great need.
As you say, this year marks the 40th anniversary of the Abortion Act, legalising abortion in the United Kingdom. Do you think that with the advances in medical science that attitudes in Britain today are changing towards this legislation?
There has been a shift, I think, in understanding and particularly in perception, public perception. For a long time, and I don't know if it's something about the British temperament, about turning away from what is unpalatable to some pleasant matters of life and death, but that is one of the obstacles that we need to overcome in order to present in a rational and reasonable way the truth about abortion and also the truth about human life before birth. And certainly the development in technology has recently meant that now images of the child in the womb are available, which emphasise the humanity of that new person. And that has had an influence. It's beginning to have an impact. Public perception, I think, is changing, and therefore there's more of an openness to a debate, to having a public debate on these issues. It's interesting, too, that within the medical profession, we understand that many, many more doctors are uncomfortable about being involved with abortion procedures. And that too is something which I think needs to be explored and opened up. And in particular, Catholic doctors, I think, have a role in helping that debate to be more fully discussed.
Thanks there to Bishop Bernard Longley, Auxiliary in the Diocese of Westminster in central London and one of the main coordinators of the annual Day for Life in England and Wales.